USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The plane reportedly carrying Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, may have been shot down. That's the belief of Congressman James Comer.
We've seen a history and a pattern here with respect to Putin's enemies meeting untimely deaths.
Online video seems to show the trail of a missile and the plane crashing. Wagner-associated social media channels claim the jet was shot down by Russian air defenses. Russian state media reports Prigozhin was killed in that crash. Pittsburgh police are responding to what's being called an active shooting situation. Allegheny County Sheriff's deputies were serving an eviction notice in the city's Garfield neighborhood around 8 Eastern time this morning when the person inside opened fire.
Right. I think we just sent up a couple more drones. Not the first time. The suspect did shoot at earlier previous drones, right? So right now it's an active gunfire situation right now.
Trooper Rocco Gagliardi with the Pennsylvania State Police says hundreds of rounds are said to have been fired. Nearby homes have been evacuated. Eight Republicans will take the stage for the first 2024 GOP presidential debate tonight. The event, which is hosted by Fox News, will be without a handful of candidates who did not meet the requirements for the debate. Also missing will be former President Trump, as the frontrunner confirmed he is skipping the debate due to his large lead in the primary polls. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll take his floating border wall to the Supreme Court if necessary. A federal judge will decide the fate of a system of buoys in the Rio Grande that Abbott ordered to prevent border crossings. The Department of Justice filed a lawsuit to have those buoys removed. A Minnesota congresswoman known to be a human rights activist went on a trip paid for by a country criticized for human rights abuses. U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar's annual financial disclosure filed in May shows that Qatar covered the cost of her visit to that Middle Eastern nation last November. Qatar often criticized for its human rights abuses. This is USA News.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, Kate, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Freshness made easy with the three small spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, shoe sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Two Republican presidential candidates plan to take legal action against the RNC for not allowing them to participate in tonight's debate. Conservative radio host Larry Elder claims he met all the requirements set by the RNC to qualify for the debate in Milwaukee, but was told he was ineligible. Businessman Perry Johnson also says he met every requirement, but was denied. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says an impeachment inquiry into President Biden could be launched next month.
McCarthy said it depends on if the Biden administration turns over documents, although the extent of the documents requested by Republicans is unclear. McCarthy mentioned bank statements and other financial documents, possibly related to an alleged bribe Biden's son Hunter accepted from Ukrainian officials and other family business dealings. I'm Dave Collins.
The FAA is investing hundreds of millions of dollars to address near collisions at airports. The Federal Aviation Administration announced today that it's serious about ending runway incursions. That's according to a statement from the agency. The agency said in the release that it would put up another $121 million to reduce the risk. According to FAA data, there have been nearly 1,500 runway incursions since last October. Netflix is reporting strong sign-up numbers despite its recent crackdown on password sharing. The streaming giant reported a nearly 26% drop in subscribers in July over June, but June set a record for sign-ups, leading to a net gain in July and numbers that were higher year over year. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.